我们每一个人成为基督徒之后呢，我们都必须来侍奉那为我们死而复活的主。
When each of us become a Christian, we must come to serve the one who died and was risen for us.
因为主耶稣为我们死，死到我们可以为他而活。
The Lord Jesus died for us that we might live for him.
就好像哥林多前书五章十五节，他说他替众人死，叫那些活着的不再为自己活，乃是为他替我们死而复活的主活。
2 Corinthians 5:15 tells us he died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sakes died and was raised.
所以如果你是基督徒，主已经为你死了，请问你现在还为自己活呢，还是为主耶稣活呢？
Therefore, if you are a Christian, the Lord has died for you. So do you live for yourself now, or do you live for Christ?
主耶稣，保罗在罗马书十二章一节也是这么讲，他说，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
And Paul again wrote in Romans 12:1, I appeal to you therefore brothers by the mercies of God to present your bodies as a living sacrifice holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship.
所以我们每一个人都应该侍奉。
So every one of us must serve.
但是在你侍奉当中有没有困难？
But as you serve, do you meet with difficulties?
在你的侍奉当中，或许你在传福音的时候，你有没有遇见困难？
As you serve and as you preach the gospel, do you meet with difficulties?
有时候我们传福音受到别人的讥笑。
Sometimes when we preach the gospel, others mock at us.
有时候我们在侍奉的时候，甚至在教会里面侍奉的时候，也到许多的困难。
Sometimes as we serve, even the ministries within the church is faced with difficulties.
啊，我就知道我们教会里面我们要找人来帮助我们，看这些孩子，都有些人不愿意。
And for example, even when we are looking for people to serve in the nursery to look after the children, we have heard of unwilling parties.
啊，主很祝福我们，我们是很是自然的自然的成长，我们教会是很自然的成长。
And the Lord has been blessing us with organic growth, naturally.
因为我们怎么增长了？越来越多 babies.
We have more and more babies. That's how we grow.
今年就有了三个，对吗？
And we have 3 babies this year.
我相信 more to come.
And I believe there shall be more to come.
这是神的祝福。
And this is the Lord's blessing.
但是当我们有这些的时候呢，我们就需要继续的成长，我们就需要很多的帮手。
And as we continue to grow, we will need a lot of helpers.
或许你需要有人打扫，或许你需要有人帮助做其他的事情。我们在一起的时候，我们要很多的帮手，但是是不是所有的人都愿意呢？
And we might need additional hands to help clean and do other things. But as we come together, is everyone willing?
当我们在寻找别人来帮忙的时候，我们在侍奉当中也有很多人有很多的意见。
And as we look for helpers and as we serve together, there are people with different opinions.
所以保罗一在侍奉的时候，他遇到许多的困难，不是说我们侍奉主的人就没有遇到困难。
And Paul himself, as he served the Lord, was faced with difficulties. And indeed, there is no promise that when you serve God, there will be no difficulties.
你来，或许我们看看保罗的碰到的困难，请大家打开哥林多后书一章第八节。
And maybe we should look at the difficulties that Paul faced. Let's turn to Second Corinthians chapter 1 verse 8.
我们看哥林多后书第一章第八节。
2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 8。
保罗也是遇到苦难，他说：“弟兄们。”我们不要你们不晓得，我们从前在亚细亚遭遇苦难，被压太重，力不能胜，甚至连活命的指望都绝了。
2 Corinthians 1:8 For we do not want you to be ignorant, brothers, of the affliction we experienced in Asia. For we were so utterly burdened beyond our strength that we despaired of life itself.
第九节说自己心里也断定必死的，叫我们不靠自己，只靠那死人复活，叫死人复活的神。
Verse 9 says, indeed we felt that we have received the sentence of death, but that was to make us rely not on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead.
你看，你跳到十一章二十三节。
And if you jump to chapter 11, verse 23.
保罗在十一章二十三节告诉我们他受到许多什么样的苦。
And in chapter 11, verse 23, Paul relates to us the kind of sufferings that he has gone through.
他说他们是基督的仆人吗？我更是，我比他们受劳苦，多下监牢，边受边打是过重的，冒死是屡次有的，被犹太人鞭打五次，每次四十下减去一下，被棍打三次，被石头打一次，遇着船坏三次，一昼一夜在深海里，又屡次行远路，遭江河的危险，遭盗贼的危险，同族的危险，外邦的危险，城里的危险，旷野的危险，海中的危险，假弟兄的危险，受劳碌，受困苦，多次不得睡，又饥又饿，多次不能吃，受寒冷，侧身露体。除了这外面的事，还有众教会挂心的事，天天压在我身上。有谁软弱我不软弱呢？有谁跌倒我不着急呢？
2 Corinthians 11 verse 23, are they servants of Christ? I am a better one, with far greater labors, far more imprisonments, with countless beatings and often near death. 5 times I received at the hands of the Jews the 40 lashes less one. 3 times I was bitten with rods, once I was stoned, 3 times I was shipwrecked, for a night and a day I was adrift at sea, on frequent journeys in danger from rivers, danger from robbers, danger from my own people, danger from Gentiles, danger in the city, danger in the wilderness, danger at sea, danger from false brothers, in toil and hardship, through many a sleepless night, in hunger and thirst, with often without food, in cold and exposure.
所以我们在侍奉神的时候遇到很多困难。
So as we serve God, we are faced with difficulties.
你信主的时候，你传福音可能遇到一些困难。
And after you believe in the Lord and when you preach the gospel, you might be faced with difficulties.
或许你在侍奉的时候，你碰到很多人困难，甚至你在家里，因为你信主，就有家人就嘲笑你。
And as you serve, you might come across difficulties, and even becoming a Christian in your own family as the only Christian, you might be mocked.
但是你看起比起保罗的困难，我们的困难是很小。
But when you compare the difficulties you face to those of Paul's, our difficulties are minute.
那么我们这些做传道或者在教会带领教会的我们的一些领袖们，也遇过很多这样的困难。
And as preachers of God's word and as leaders of God's church, we are also faced with a lot of difficulties.
我常常遇到这些事情。
I often face this kind of things.
感觉到非常失望。
And I'm disappointed.
比如说夫妻吵架，半夜也来到我们家。
For example, when a couple quarrels, they would come to our house in the middle of the night.
或者有些人的孩子跑离家出走，我们半夜跟我太太就开车到处去找这个失踪的人。
And sometimes when a child leaves, runs out of the house and goes missing, me and my wife would drive along the streets hoping to find the missing person.
或许有一个姐妹跟她的男朋友分手，哇，她哭得很惨，我们还要在那边陪她哭。
Or maybe a sister has just broken up with her boyfriend and she's weeping in sorrow and grief, and we are there weeping together.
或许我们也知道当中有一些人，他的家人有了这个癌症，我们必须要花了很长的时间不断的陪伴他，跟他辅导。
Or maybe some brethren whose family member had cancer, and because of that, we spend countless hours counseling this.
或许有些人家人在医院面临死亡，我们很多次在半夜里面去跟他们传福音。
Or family members who are dying in hospital, and we travel to the hospital in the middle of the night, hoping to share the gospel.
甚至有些人他跟他的同房吵架，他在学校同房吵架，我们半夜要去他解决这些问题。幸好弟兄就知道我在讲什么。
And some people who's renting a room and sharing the room with others, and they get into a fight in the middle of the night, and we have to go there and help them solve the problem. And our brother Glenn is well acquainted with this.
而且我们还要去他找新的房子，然后还要帮他是不是要处理他们的这个租约的问题。
And we have to search for a new rental room for them and to handle all the rental contracts.
有些姐妹她到国外去，我们还飞到国外去看他们。
And some sisters who travel abroad and we fly there to visit them.
而且有些人呢，他没有钱买这个读书，没有钱买书本，也没有钱吃饭，我们还给他们钱吃饭。
And some who are studying and still in school lack money to buy books and meals, we pay for their books and meals.
但是当他不满意教会，不满意教会讲一些东西或者做一些东西的时候呢，他拍拍屁股他就走。
But as soon as they disagree or they're not happy with certain things that the church does, they will just turn their backs and leave.
他连拜拜也没有说。
And they don't even bid us farewell.
你说我们不会失望吗？
And you say, will we not be disappointed?
我们不会像保罗这样感觉到，我们做了这么多，他们好像当作我们是机器人。
And wouldn't we be like Paul? And we will be disappointed because after doing so much, they just treat us like a robot.
那他认为我们不用睡觉。
And they think that we need no sleep.
他以为我们不用吃饭。
They think that we need not eat.
他认为我们不需要有家庭生活。
And they think that we do not need a family life.
甚至有人认为讲员很简单，牧师很简单的，一个礼拜他只做一个钟头的工作，就是礼拜天讲道。
And some people even think that the work of a preacher is so simple because he only works 1 hour a week on the pulpit.
有时候我们传道人，我们做牧师的时候，我们是20小时 standby。他任何人有任何问题，20小时打来我们就去了。
But as preachers and as pastors, we are on standby for 24 hours a day, and when the phone rings, we will pick ourselves up and move.
很多时候他们不明白我们背后做了很多，但是当他只要一不甘心、不满意，他拍拍屁股他就走了，连拜拜也不说。
And many people do not understand how much we do, and just at the moment when they are not happy with one thing, they just turn their backs and they leave even without bidding farewell.
Ministry is hard. 侍奉神其实真的很难的。
Ministry is hard.
我们发现在教会里面也是常常这样的问题，他以为周围的人都是围绕着他来服侍他。And
we see that this is a problem in the church. People think that everyone goes around the pastor and serve the pastor.
当我们从教会的经验里面呢，我们看过去在我们当中的人，然后离开的人，你心里想。 我们没有感受，我们没有感情，我们不会流泪，我们不会受伤。
And if you look at the past of our church, when people live like that, do you think that we have no tears, no feelings, and no hurt?
但是我们看到今天这段经文里面，保罗照样遇到许多的困难。
And today in this passage, we see that Paul similarly met with lots of difficulties.
如果你回来看18章。
And if you come back to Acts 18,
保罗本来在雅典跟他们传道，
Paul was at Athens preaching the word.
在雅典之前他在比利亚，
And before Athens he was at Berea.
在比利亚的时候呢，他被人追赶，
And he was pursued when he was in Berea.
那么他就先离开希拉跟提摩太，就留在那边，那个是在 17章第14节，保罗把希拉跟提摩太留在比利亚，然后他自己离开到雅典去。
And in chapter 17 verse 14, it tells us that Paul left Silas and Timothy at Berea, but he himself went on his journey.
那么他在雅典跟以比古罗还有这个斯多亚的哲学家辩论。
And at Athens, he debated with the Epicurean and Stoic philosophers.
那么他们不信，所以保罗来到哥林多。
And because they did not believe, so Paul came to Corinth.
所以保罗在18章第一节说，这事以后，就是雅典这些事情之后，保罗离开雅典就来到哥林多。
And therefore, in chapter 18, verse 1, after this, that means the events at Athens, Paul left Athens and went to Corinth.
那么他遇见一个人叫做亚居拉，那么跟他的妻子白居拉。
And he met a Jew named Aquila and his wife Priscilla.
那么他就投奔他们。
And he went to see them.
第三节他说他们是制造帐篷的。
Verse 3 tells us that they were tent makers by trade.
所以保罗就加入他们的团队。
And so Paul stayed with them.
那么第四节说每逢安息日保罗就在会堂里面辩论劝犹太人和希腊人。
And verse 4 tells us that he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath and tried to persuade Jews and Greeks.
那么到了第五节，当希拉跟提摩太从马其顿来的时候呢，保罗就为道迫切向犹太人证明耶稣是基督。
And when we come to verse 5, it says that when Silas and Timothy arrived from Macedonia, Paul was occupied with the word testifying to the Jews that the Christ was Jesus.
但是如果你有圣经，你查考的时候，你查考这个美国的版本呢，New American Standard，它就写说，Paul began，Paul开始，保罗开始专心的、全心的传讲神的道。
But if you look at the NASB, that it is translated that in verse 5, when Silas and Timothy came, Paul began devoting himself completely to the word.
那么NIV翻译成那时候保罗才专心单单传讲神的道。
And the NIV translates this as Paul exclusively preaching at this time.
这么从第四节跟第五节之间有什么不同呢？
So what's the difference between verse 4 and 5?
所以四节呢就是希拉跟提摩太还没有来的时候，他必须做什么呢？拜一到拜五，他制造帐篷，拜六礼拜，他去传讲神的话。So
in verse 4, before Silas and Timothy arrived, Paul worked on Mondays to Fridays, and then on Saturdays and Sundays he would preach.
那么来保罗这个提摩太跟希腊来的时候呢，他星期一跟星期五不做工了，他只是传讲神的道。But
after Silas and Timothy arrived in verse 5, then Paul stopped working from Mondays to Fridays, and he was devoted exclusively to preaching God's word.
为什么有这个不同呢？
Why was there such a difference?
为什么保罗之前不专心传讲神的道呢？
Why wasn't Paul devoted to preaching God's word early on?
很简单。
Very simple.
他没有钱。
He did not have money.
所以你传保罗在侍奉神的时候，他没有钱怎么办？他就去做工了，他不会因此跟别人要钱。
And so when Paul was preaching but he lacked the financial resources, he worked for it instead of asking people for it.
所以我们看到他有需要，他神也供应他，也让他找到百基拉跟亚基拉。
And we see that when Paul was faced with a need, God provided for this need by bringing Aquila and Priscilla into the picture.
不过这只是暂时的。
But that was temporal.
当白基拉、亚基拉、当西拉、塞勒这个希拉跟提摩太来的时候呢，他把礼物带来了，他把一些钱带来了。
But when Silas and Timothy came and brought the gift or and the resources,
你看哥林多后书，我们在这边有看到，他说当这个他们来的时候呢，他说我向来是谨守的，后来也必谨守，总是不累着你们。我在你们那里缺乏的时候，没有累着一个人，因为我的缺乏，从马其顿来的弟兄都补足了，所以马其顿来的就是希拉跟提摩太把马其顿的钱带过来。
2 Corinthians 11:9, Paul wrote that when I was with you and was in need, I did not burden anyone. For the brothers who came from Macedonia supplied my need. These brothers are obviously Silas and Timothy who brought the gift from Macedonia.
所以你会发现做基督徒，做神的仆人的时候呢，要传讲神的道，中间不够钱，这个也是一个很大的困难。
So you realize that as a servant of God who wants to preach God's word, in the middle, when we are faced with financial burden, this is a difficulty.
但是保罗，你看到保罗持守下去。
But Paul pressed on.
保罗没有因为没有钱而停止。
Paul did not stop preaching God's word because of a lack of money.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们有什么功课可以学吗？
So what lessons can we learn from this, brethren?
弟兄姐妹，我们应该支持属神的人做神的工作。
Brothers and sisters, we need to support those who belong to God and those who are doing the work of God.
让他们专心读，专心侍奉神，专心的来。 传讲神的道。
So that they can be devoted to studying and preaching God's word.
我们不应该让神的仆人饿着肚子。
We should not let the servants of God go hungry.
我们也不应该让神的仆人因为没有需要要吃饭，放弃工作而去转去做工。
And we also should not allow the servant of God, because of a lack of food, that he should give up God's work and turn to work for a living.
所以很多人用这段圣经说，你看，神的仆人要一边做工一边侍奉神，这个不是，这个是有需要的时候这样做。但是呢，我们应该支持他，让他们能够专心侍奉神。
So some people actually use this passage to as a proof text to say that see, those who work for God should earn their own living as well. But no, this was actually a time of need. And as Christians, we should support those who work to preach God's word.
所以保罗也是这么教导的，说这个工人应该得工奖。
And Paul also taught the same thing when he wrote that a worker is worthy of his wages.
所以我们不应该让属神的人呢，神的仆人呢，花操心在他自己的生活上面，而应该让他有足够的金钱，让他能够传讲神的话，能够扩展神的事工。
Therefore, we should not allow the servant of God to worry over putting food on the table.
所以保罗第一个碰到的困难在这段圣经里面呢，如果你仔细看，在第四到第五节之间呢，有一个差别，就是保罗没有钱。
And we can see that there is a difference between verses 4 to 5 in the lack of financial resources.
但是神却供应他们。
But God provided.
当然，首先是通过亚基拉、百基拉，后来钱从马其顿到来。
And of course, initially it was through Aquila and Priscilla, but later on financial resources arrived from Macedonia.
除了这个之外呢，保罗也又碰到什么困难呢？
Other than this, what other difficulty did Paul meet?
你看第十五章第十八章第五节。
Look at chapter 18 verse 5.
保罗当希拉跟提摩太从马其顿来的时候呢，保罗就为道迫切，他是专心传讲神的道。向犹太人证明耶稣是基督，但是犹太人抗拒毁谤他。
And Paul was now devoted exclusively to preaching the word, testifying to the Jews that the Christ was Jesus, but the Jews opposed and reviled him.
所以当神的供应来的时候，保罗就继续的传扬神的道。
So after the provision of God arrived, then Paul continued to proselytize for God.
所以他专心在会堂里面传讲神的耶稣是基督。
And he devoted his time to preach in the synagogue.
但是你会发现，保罗专心的传讲的时候呢，他们抗拒他。
But as he was preaching and proselytizing the Jews, they opposed and reviled him.
这个抗拒在希腊文这个字呢，是表示说他们跟他争战。
And the word opposed in the original Greek meant that they fought and struggled with him.
It's a battle. 他们两个还是打起仗来。
And they were in the midst of battle.
甚至呢，他们毁谤他。
And they reviled him.
你知道传福音的人很不容易的。你去不断的传讲的时候，有时候很多人不愿意听，他心刚硬，所以传道的人呢，牧师呢，通常都碰到这些问题。
And the work of a preacher is difficult because as pastors and preachers preach the gospel, the people who receive it, they will reject and they harden their hearts, and this is a common problem.
有时候我们需要到不同地方传讲。
Sometimes we need to go to different places to preach.
有些人告诉我，我知道为什么你愿意到别的教会去讲。
And someone told me, I know why you want to go elsewhere to preach.
好像今天早上我就到另外一个教会讲道。
It's like this morning I was preaching at another church.
昨天晚上我也在另外一个教会讲道，其实昨天晚上我在文理讲。
And last night I was preaching at a church in Boon Lay.
这些人呢，有时候你到他们当中呢，他们很爱神的话语，很渴慕，很追求，不断的来需要你站在那边，不断的跟他们传讲，他们很渴慕。
And some of these people from the other churches, they are thirsting for God's word and they are enjoying receiving and listening to God's word.
但是不是所有的人都这样。
But not all are like that.
所以有些人我们不断的讲，不断的讲，不断的劝，但是还是不听。
There are people whom we constantly preach and counsel, but they refuse to listen.
不但不听, 而且不来了。
Not only do they refuse to listen, they stop coming.
所以我们会觉得失望。
Therefore, we are disappointed.
保罗也是觉得失望。
Paul was disappointed.
保罗你看他做什么呢? 他就抖着他的衣裳, 然后说, 罪归到你们自己身上, 然后呢, 他说, 他就离开他, 往这个, 戈壁去了, 戈壁, 这是有一个人叫做提多, 于是多呢, 他是敬拜神的, 他就住在会堂的旁边。
And he shook out his garments and said to them, your blood be on your own heads, I am innocent. And he left there and went to the house of a man named Titius Justus, and his house was next door to the synagogue.
为什么他把这个衣服抖一下呢? 然后就离开了呢?
Why did he shake out his garments and left?
这个是一个文化, 就是说他说我的做的工作做好了, 你的罪不知归到我的身上, 就好像犹太人走到外邦人的地, 回到家里的时候, 他要把这个鞋子的尘打一下, 说, 不关, 我不要把你们的罪带回来。
And this is a cultural practice. He is telling them that his work among them is done and he is not going to do it any further. In those days, the Jews, after going on a journey to a Gentile land, when they returned to Israel, they would actually shake the dust off their sandals to express that they are unwilling to bring back Gentile sin into their own homeland.
所以保罗在会堂里面专心犹太人讲道，他们不听，所以他就离开犹太人，他去向外邦人讲道。
So when Paul devoted himself to preaching to the Jews in the synagogue, when they refused to listen, he shook out his garments and left and said that he's going to the Gentiles.
结果去了哪里呢?
Where did he go?
他去了隔壁。
He went next door.
因为隔壁有一个外邦人, 他的名字叫做尤士都。
And there is a Gentile named Justus.
他是提多尤士都, 其实这个名字就代表他是罗马人, 所以他是外邦人。
And his name, Titius Justus, tells us that he was a Roman, so he's a Gentile.
而且呢,这个人呢, 敬拜神。
But this Gentile was a worshipper of God.
敬拜神到了什么程度呢? 他把他的家搬到会堂的旁边。
To the extent that he moved his house next to the synagogue.
这个人真的是敬拜神的。
This person really worship God.
我们请别人来教会, 哎呀,你教会太远了,我不去了。
We invite people to come to church and they say, oh, your church is so far away.
我在美国的时候,
when I was in the States,
我认识一个弟兄,
I know a brother.
我们在LA, 洛杉矶,
we lived in LA.
他住在Riverside, 在这个大概坐车要3个小时。
And he lived at Riverside, which is a 3-hour drive.
每个礼拜天他开车3个小时来听到，然后开3个小时回去。
Every Sunday he would drive 3 hours to come to the church and listen to the sermon and drive 3 hours home.
我说你开这么远的车来听到。
I asked him, you drive so far just to come here and listen to the sermon?
他最要重要的是那个教会传讲神的道，他就来。
And he said, the important thing is that this church preaches the word of God, that's why I come.
哦，我对他非常佩服。
And I am full of admiration.
但是我碰到另外一个人更厉害。
But I met another person who was even better.
我问他，你为什么来这个教会？你从哪里来的？
I asked him, why do you come to this church and where do you come from?
他说我从密歇根来的。
He said, I come from Michigan.
他说我本来住那边，我听到这个道讲得很好。 他从家从密歇根搬到洛杉矶来参加这个教会。
And he used to live in Michigan, but when he heard about this particular church that preaches the word of God faithfully, he moved his entire house and home to LA.
我们把我们的家、我们的工作还到教会，不是教会还到你的家、还到你的工作。
We should center our life and our work and everything around the church and not the other way around.
所以我们感谢主了，我们有弟兄住在文理来到我们这边讲道。
So we thank the Lord that we have brothers who stay in Boon Lay and they are willing to come here.
最重要，我们要我们的生命、我们的工作、我们的生活都要环绕主的话，不是让主的话来环绕我们。
Our lives and our whatever that we do should be revolving around God's word and not God's word revolving around us.
所以我们发现，当保罗把精神转去传给外邦人的时候，神祝福他。
So when Paul started to devote his attention to preaching to the Gentiles, God blessed him.
所以这个提多尤士都信主，而且受洗。
Titius Justus believed in the Lord and he was baptized.
不但是这样，管会堂的，因为他靠近他隔壁讲嘛，那个管会堂的基利斯布也信，而且全家信，而且信主了。
And not only Justus, but Crispus, the ruler of the synagogue, also believed together with the entire household.
甚至有一些解经家说他信主之后很可能被乔咬鱼了。他接下去看上去，他接下面呢，那个管会堂的已经不是他，是另外一个人。
And in fact, some Bible commentators say that because of this, he actually lost his status as the ruler of the synagogue, because further down the passage, the ruler of the synagogue became a different person.
所以接下来的你会发现，他们管会堂的另外一个人的名字叫什么？
And you realize that the ruler of the synagogue changed to somebody else.
那个叫做索提尼。
The person became Sosthenes.
啊，所以有些人说，哦，可能他信了主，连工作都丢了。
And some people say that maybe Crispus lost his job because he believed in the Lord.
那么除了这个提多、尤斯都，还有管会堂的基利斯布，还有许多的哥林多人也信了，也受洗了。
And other than Justus and Crispus, many of the Corinthians believed and were baptized.
那么你看到吗？那么这样主也在夜间向保罗显现说：“不要怕，只管讲，不要闭口，因为在这个当中呢，有我的。”有我的百姓。
And the Lord said to Paul one night in a vision, "Do not be afraid, but go on speaking, and do not be silent, for I am with you. For I have many in this city who are my people."
所以保罗就在那边，你看第十一节，保罗就在那边住了一年零六个月，继续不断的教训他们。
And verse 11 tells us that he stayed a year and 6 months teaching the word of God among them.
你没有注意到，当保罗遇到困难的时候呢？他在向犹太人传讲讲上讲没有人信，但是当他转的时候呢，他遇到困难的时候，神就自己来鼓励他。
So we realize that as Paul preached to the Jews and they did not believe, then when he turned to the Gentiles, God Himself was here to encourage Paul.
所以你会发现，第一，这个尤斯都信主；第二，这个管会堂的也信主；第三，哥林多教会也信主。然后主亲自跟他讲说：“不要害怕，没有人会伤你，继续讲。”
So firstly, Justus believed, then Crispus believed, and thirdly, the Corinthians believed, and of course, the Lord Himself came to encourage Paul not to be afraid, but to go on speaking.
弟兄姐妹，这个是也是我的经验。
Brothers and sisters, this is my personal experience.
带领教会是很不容易的一件事情。
Leading the church is a difficult thing.
甚至斯布真说，如果你可以做别的事情，你就做别的事情，不要做牧师。
In fact, Charles Spurgeon said that if you can do anything else, do it, but do not become a pastor.
这个事做神的事工呢，带领教会呢，非常的可以讲非常的辛苦，而且很多时候那个 heartbreaking 是到我们很多很内心受伤。
And to serve God, to lead the church is a very tough thing to do, and very often we suffer from heartbreaks.
但是神怎么样来鼓励我呢？
How then did God encourage me?
当我回想过去的时候，我发现神有些人走了，但是你们还在。
And as I look back, and indeed there were people who left, but you are still here.
你就是我们的宝，就是我的宝贝。
You are my precious.
那么不单是这样呢，神也给我们这个地方来聚会。
And not only that, but God gave us this place.
你还记得前一两年我们是在旷野里面漂流，从一个地方到另外一个地方，到一个地方不断的漂流。
If you recall, a couple of years ago, we were like wandering the wilderness, moving from place to place to worship.
而且呢，神也给我们一个书房。
And God blessed us with a book shop.
而且每年我们在这边都有这个圣经研讨会，而且很多人来参加。
And every year over here we organize a Bible conference and many people come to attend.
而且我们准备在这里开始这个神学院。
And we are preparing to start a seminary here.
而且美国的教会差派 Monica 还有这个 John 来帮助我们。
And the church in America actually sent John and Monica to come and help us.
而且我发现，通常呢是在我最低潮的时候，这些事情就会发生。
And I came to realize that it is always during the valleys of my life that such things happen.
所以我就讲，既然是这样的话，我还是低潮一点。
So I think to myself that if that's the case, I should be in the valley more often.
就好像保罗说，当保罗说那个刺很大的时候，主说我的恩典够你用。
Just like Paul, when he had this thorn in his flesh, God told him that my grace is sufficient for you.
所以你会发现，当我们 我们从这样的里面呢去思想的时候，当我们软弱失败，或者是当我们失望的时候，很重要的一个功课是回到神的圣所，思想神的恩典。
So as we are faced with difficulty and disappointment, a very important lesson to learn is that we must come back to the sanctuary of God and to think of God's blessing.
这个就是诗篇七十三篇的一个教导。
And this is a lesson in Psalm 73.
或许我们请大家打开诗篇七十三篇看一看。
And may I invite you to turn to Psalm 73?
七十三篇，诗篇第七十三篇第十二节。
Psalm 73 verse 12。
七十三篇第二节十二节，他说：“看啊，这就是恶人，他们既是常想安逸，财宝便加增。”
Psalm 73 verse 12. Behold, these are the wicked, always at ease, they increase in riches.
你看恶人，他又享受，他又财宝越来越多。
Look at the wicked people, they are at ease and they increase in riches.
你看第十三节，我实在是突然洁净我的心，突然洗手表明我的无辜。
Verse 13, all in vain have I kept my heart clean and washed my hands in innocence.
他说白白的守神的诫命做什么？
I have done all these things and kept God's word, but in vain.
不要这么快下定论，你看第十七节。
But let's not jump to conclusions, let's jump to verse 17.
他说等我进到神的圣所，思想他们的结局。
Until I went into the sanctuary of God,Then I discern their end.
所以弟兄姐妹，你看到周围的人，你看我们信主的人为什么这么凄惨？别人不信主的，他又发大财，而且又享受各种的享受，又很平静。我们又风浪很大。
So as we look around and look at those who do not believe, and we compare with ourselves, believers are in such a pathetic state. But those who are unbelievers, they are enjoying their life, whereas there are storms and tempests in ours.
不要太快下结论，等你进到神的会所，神的圣所，思想他们的结局，你就知道原来神是在把他们按在滑地，使他们掉在沉沦之中，转眼之中要成为荒凉，他们就被惊恐灭尽了。
And do not fret and come to a conclusion so soon, because verse 17 says, once you go into the sanctuary of God and you discern their end,And you will see that God has set them in slippery places, and God has made them fall to ruin.
所以当我们失望的时候，回想神在我们身上的恩典。
So when we are disappointed, we need to count God's grace in our life.
当我们失望的时候，回到教会来思想神给他们的结局。
And when we are disappointed, we need to come back to the church.And consider the end of the wicked.
当我们失望的时候，回到神那里，默想神。
And when we are disappointed, we need to return to God and meditate on Him.
所以保罗在这边失望的时候，神却给他安慰。
So when Paul was disappointed, God actually consoled him.
所以在这边我们看到，虽然保罗有困难，有金钱的困难，神供应他。
So when Paul was faced with financial need, God provided for him.
当保罗遇到人家拒绝的时候，他继续传扬神的道。
But when people rejected him, he continued to preach and proselytize for God.
那么最后呢，我们看到神不但是供应他们的需要，而且呢，神也保守他，甚至神为他伸冤。
And not only does God provide for Paul, He also protected him and vindicated him.
我们看第十二节。
Let's look at verse 12.
他说到加留做雅该亚方国的时候，犹太人同心起来攻击保罗，拉他到公堂说，这个人劝人不按着律法敬拜神。保罗刚要开口，加留就对犹太人说，你们这些犹太人，如果是为冤枉为奸恶的事，我理当耐性听你们，但所争论的若是关乎语言言语名目和你们的律法，你们自己去办吧，这样的事我不愿意审问，就把他们撵出公堂。众人就揪住管会堂的索提尼，在堂前打他。这些事呢，加留都不管。
Verse 12, but when Gallio was proconsul of Achaia, the Jews made a united attack on Paul and brought him before the tribunal, saying, This man is persuading people to worship God contrary to the law. But when Paul was about to open his mouth, Gallio said to the Jews, "If it were a matter of wrongdoing or vicious crime, O Jews, I would have reason to accept your complaint. But since it is a matter of questions about words and names and your own law, see to it yourselves. I refuse to be a judge of these things." And he drove them from the tribunal. And they all seized Sosthenes, the ruler of the synagogue, and beat him in front of the tribunal, but Gallio paid no attention to any of this. And we see that Paul stayed here for a year and 6 months. And verse 8 tells us that many Corinthians believed and were baptized. So the Jews did not like it and they attacked Paul.
就把他抓到公堂里面去,
and they dragged him to the tribunal.
告他到政府那里去,
and they accused him.
说他破坏了这个 罗马人的律法,
that he was breaking the Roman law.
所以保罗就要面对说,好了,你在这里传道是不是合法的?
So Paul was faced with the accusation that it was illegal for him to preach God's word.
他的目的是要把保罗打倒保罗,
and their purpose was to defeat Paul and to chase him out.
但是你会发现这个做官的是谁呢?
But who was the proconsul?
这个就是加流。
Gallio.
听这历史里面这个加流很有智慧的人。
And according to history, Gallio was a very wise man.
所以他就听完之后他说,你们做什么?你们讲的是你们律法里面的律法,你们的言语,你们的名目,这些人又没有做冤枉,又没有做恶事,把他们赶出去。
And after hearing their case, he decided that they were only debating about words and names and their own law, and they were not committing any wrongdoing or vicious crime, and he threw them out.
这样谁能够把保罗带到公堂呢?
Who could bring Paul to the tribunal?
基本上应该是管会堂的,他是 ruler, 他代表犹太人,他就带他去公堂, 结果他失败了,犹太人把他打下来。
And the one who could have the authority to bring Paul to the tribunal was the ruler of the synagogue, Sosthenes. And in the end, when they failed, the Jews beat up Sosthenes instead.
所以你们本来想要打保罗,结果打成什么?打成犹太人的,管会堂的那个。
And they wanted to actually do harm to Paul, but ended up they beat their own ruler instead.
所以这个呢,我们可以这么讲说,你看本来他们要攻击保罗,神却保护保罗。
And we can see that they wanted to attack Paul, but God protected him.
所以在这里呢,我们从好多的这个解经家里面讲到,这个没有人能够十分肯定,不过基本上应该是索提尼这个人呢,是代表公会,那么这个公会告不成呢,犹太人对他生气,所以打他。
And we cannot be absolutely certain over here, but many Bible commentators have agreed that Sosthenes actually represented the synagogue because he was the ruler. And when they failed, when the Jews failed to charge Paul, they actually attacked Sosthenes instead.
说他办得不好。
And what they are saying is that he has failed in his job.
所以在这里我们看到神保护了保罗。
So Paul was protected by God.
但是更重要的一个问题是这样。
But the even more important question is this.
保罗在那里传道是不是合乎律法呢?
When Paul was preaching there, was it legal?
所以当他这样讲之后,意思说保罗是合法的,所以保罗停留在那边多几天传扬神的道。So
this passage tells us that Paul was not doing anything illegal. It was perfectly legal for him to preach God's word there. That's why he stayed there many days longer.
所以你看到18章18节说,保罗又住了多日。
Therefore, verse 18 tells us that after this, Paul stayed many days longer.
所以意思说保罗可以公开地传讲神耶稣基督了。In
other words, Paul could openly preach Jesus Christ.
不需要躲躲藏藏,也没有违反罗马人的律法。
He need not hide any longer because he was not breaking any Roman law.
所以我们思想,
so for us to think about,
侍奉里面有没有困难?
Will there be difficulties in ministry?
是的, 侍奉当中也有很多困难的。
Of course, there will be lots of difficulties in ministry.
但是保罗在罗马书, 在哥林多后书12章第9节告诉我们说, 他的恩典够我们用, 因为他的能力在人的软弱中, 显得完全, 而且呢, 保罗说, 这样的话我就宁可软弱, 让他的能力来庇护比我。
Indeed, in 2 Corinthians 12:9, Paul wrote that God said to him, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
所以弟兄姐妹, 我们在侍奉当中有困难, 有苦难, 但是坚持到底。
So brothers and sisters, as we serve God, we might face difficulties, but we are to press on.
如果我们靠着自己, 我们没有办法持续下去。
If we depend on our own strength, we cannot continue.
所以我们要为神呢, 靠着神呢, 我们才能够持续下去。
And if we depend on God's strength, that's how we can press on for God.
就像保罗说, 主的恩典够我们用。
Like Paul, who said, God's grace is sufficient for me.
让我们抓紧主耶稣持续到底。
And let us hold fast to the Lord Jesus and press on.